It's Sound Effect from KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. Our theme today is eavesdropping. Deep down on the seafloor off the coast of Alaska, there are about a dozen big, heavy, old train wheels. They anchor a series of underwater microphones.
I mean, you can hear earthquakes and volcanoes, you can hear ships, you can hear wind and waves, and you can hear fish and seals and whales and anything that produces sound underwater. You can eavesdrop essentially on the ocean 24 hours a day, whether it's light outside or dark, whether there's a storm raging or not.
That's University of Washington oceanographer Kate Stafford. She listens back to those recordings with the help of some high-tech software to decode what's happening down in the depths. And she's especially interested in one of the noisiest creatures, whales.
So some of the questions that you can answer with these data are you can look at migratory patterns of animals over very, very long distances. For instance, we've found that blue whales in the Northeast Pacific make a very specific sound. It's called the A-B song, because we acousticians are extraordinarily clever.
Is that something you can give us a flavor of?
Sure, but I'll do it sped up. So the A sound would be something like bum 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 bum, and that's sped up about 20 times. So this is a signal that can last over a minute. And we've recorded it all the way from the Gulf of Alaska down to the eastern tropical Pacific. We've been able to look at the migratory pattern of this population of blue whales and define them as a population of blue whales.
And that's important. I mean, it may seem self-evident, but why is it important to know what their movements are?
If you're interested in conservation of species, so the idea really is to move these animals off the endangered species list. But to do so, we need to understand what their population structure is, what their habitat range is, what their critical habitat is. And acoustic data can let us do a lot of this.
So we know that these creatures communicate in some way to each other. What does it have in common with language, and how is it different from what we know?
Boy, that's a really good question, and I would say that the science has not caught up with that yet. I mean, language serves a purpose in order to communicate something. So these sounds are not produced by accident. They're produced purposefully, which means they have to be communicating something, whether that's I'm over here, or I'm your mom, or I'm the biggest, most reproductively successful guy you're ever going to meet. We don't know. We can only hypothesize.
Can you ever recognize individuals?
I can't from my data. I do some work up in the Pacific Arctic up off of Barrow, where I'll put a dipping hydrophone, which is just a microphone on a string, into the water. And we can see the whales going by, but the animal that surfaces, you can't be certain that that's the animal that made the sounds.
That's got to be kind of cool.
It is really cool.
I mean, because then you're really close, right? I mean, it must be a different kind of an interaction.
Yeah, you're very, very close. You almost want to dip your head underwater and...
and do what? What would you do?
Just
say hi.
Listen. Yeah, or just see what it's like to be swimming around under there with all that noise and all the ice.
What's something that you've learned, a new insight that you gained from that work up around Alaska?
Well, there's a couple things. One is I do some monitoring in an area called the Bering Strait, which is the pinch point between Russia and the United States. And what we found listening to some of our hydrophone data is that we're getting more subarctic or summer whales there in the summer and even into the late fall. And we suspect that hearing these animals is a result of seasonal sea ice decreasing. So essentially the habitat that's available to them is increasing.
So as the earth warms, they can range farther.
Yep.
Is that stressful for them, or is that good for them?
Well, it's probably good for them. I mean, they're going there because presumably it's good habitat with a lot of good food.
A lot of people use whale song to, like, fall asleep, or they listen to it, they think it has some kind of a new age sort of a, you know, resonance, or who knows. But people imbue it with some kind of spiritual kind of a meaning, and I was just curious what you make of that.
I think they haven't listened to very much whale song. Because I love listening to it, but sometimes it sounds like fingers on a blackboard.
Oh, really? Sometimes it's not pretty.
No, no, especially not the bowhead whales. And humpback whales, both of these species sing. You know, humpback whales mainly are funny to me. I mean, they make these, since we're being non-scientific, very farty sounds and funny little whoops. But it's not peaceful. It's really cool, but I wouldn't... It's nothing I'd want to fall asleep to.
And what about the bowheads?
The bowheads is similar. They tend to be a little less structured than humpback whale songs, but But when a bowhead starts to sing, you can tell they're putting their whole heart and body into it, and they are shouting. Crazy, crazy sounds.
Is there another big mystery that you're hoping to unlock?
So one of the things that I'm a little bit obsessed with right now is, so humpback whales are probably the best known singer. All of the males sing the same song every year. Now, the song changes throughout the year, but everybody changes it, and everybody sings the same song. And the song is different from one year to the next, but the point is that everybody's humming the same tune. With bowhead whales, on the other hand, they sing many, many, many different songs per year, and from one year to the next, they're all completely different again. And we don't know if each individual has their own song, or if a cohort of whales has the same song and shares that. And so what I'm really curious about is why? What is the biological reason for changing your song all the time? You can tell a bowhead whale song is a bowhead whale song. It's kind of like telling maybe jazz from country. But within that venue, the songs are so, so different. And I'd love to know why.
Do you like listening to it?
I love listening to it. That's the best part of my job.
Why?
Well, because you get this unique perspective underwater. You know, there's this famous Jacques Cousteau movie where he starts out saying, you know, la mer est mon silencieuse, you know, the ocean is a silent world. And yet it's anything but silent. You hear the fish and the whales and the dolphins and the seals all making sounds all at once. And it's this spectacular cacophony that just standing on the ice edge or standing on the shore of the ocean or even being on a boat, you would have no idea it existed. So it's a real privilege to be able to eavesdrop underwater this way, to understand that all this is going on all the time outside of what we see it's magic.
Well, Kate Stafford is a principal oceanographer in the Applied Physics Lab at the University of Washington, and she joined us today to talk about eavesdropping on whales, the whale wiretap, I call it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.